2.2.19 如何增加句子结构的变化？全文翻译练习。廉价航空服务。提升后的范文。
Low-cost air travel has encouraged ordinary people to travel beyond borders and broaden their horizons. I would agree with the view that highly affordable airline services are a blessing to the masses, despite the environmental impact. People who travel to different countries can have a better understanding of these countries and explore more career opportunities. Budget airlines can carry passengers, especially those who are previously deterred by prohibitive air prices, to different countries where they can learn about the labor market and different ways of life. Some of them may find that they have skills and knowledge well sought after in local communities, thereby applying for a work visa to stay there to earn a living. One prime example is the mass movement of migrant workers from Southeast Asia to richer countries in search of jobs in the 1990s, which coincided with a substantial increase in discounted air services around the world. They would not have been able to explore the opportunity to maximize the value of their labor if the cost of flights remained exorbitant and discouraged them from traveling abroad. At the same time, some people argue that raising airfares can help reduce the environmental impact of the airline industry. Air service regulators can pass laws to require passengers to pay fuel tax for each flight they take and force them to avoid non-essential travel. This is certain to reduce the demand for outbound flights, meaning that greenhouse gas emissions attributed to avian fuel consumption will drop. This can help fight global warming, an environmental woe that is linked to the staggering accumulation of gases, such as carbon dioxide, in the atmosphere. Personally, I do not think it is necessary to make air services expensive to potential passengers, as inbound and outbound flights can have an enormous impact on the economy. The arrival of visitors can bring in cash, which is needed for businesses of either big countries or remote communities, ranging from hospitality, catering, to shopping. Soaring airfares can arrest the development of the tourism sector, and companies involved can suffer a drop in profit and even go bankrupt. Instead of curbing air travel, authorities may consider other methods, such as the improvement of fuel economy and the use of biofuel, to reduce the carbon footprint of each passenger. Overall, the current state of the air transport industry is integral to life for many in this modern world. It would be harmful to impose restrictions on air travel, and above all, cheap airlines can benefit travelers and many business owners alike. Air companies can turn to technological innovations as part of the effort to reduce the impact of the whole industry on the environment.